The Guardian.
I'm Kevin Marks. I'm a developer advocate for Google.
Okay, so you oversee a lot of the work on Open Social. Can you just give us an overview of what's involved with Open Social?
Open Social is a way for application developers to take their applications to existing places where there is social networks on the web. And another way of thinking about it is it's a way to make the web better by making it more social, by making it easy for applications to understand social relationships that people have already expressed, and to stop you having to go and enter your social details, your address, your friends in every site you visit.
So give me an example of some applications that are already been built with Open Social that are doing quite well.
It's a bit early days for that, because okay. At the moment what we have is three platforms that are launching over the next month, which is Orkut, Hi5, and MySpace, which will then have a large user base. So far, it's been trials with developers, and they haven't been spread out to large numbers of users, but it will be tens of millions of users over the next month. But what we've seen are lots of different applications, and applications that work on photographs and let you look at the photographs you've got on the site and add speech bubbles and captions and things like that. We've seen applications that are thinking around media and favorite books and favorite films and things like that. We've seen communication applications, and really it's not limited to the kind of application, because every application gets better when you make it more social, when you bring people into it, because then you can use the people to mediate the information on the web so that your friends are filtering the web for you and making it more interesting and more personal to you.
Isn't it easier for developers to come up with applications when they know the context of the site that they're going to be developing for? Like, they know if they're building something for Last.fm that it's going to be really music centric. Is it harder if they're just building something that's a bit more general?
Well, each social network has a broad range of users. What happens is that the social networks don't choose the users. The users choose the sites, and they choose it by being referred by friends and spreading out that way. So if you talk to any of these sites, they will tell you that they have stories of users who suddenly popped up in a country that they weren't targeting at all. You have Orkut in Brazil, or Friendster in Malaysia, or Hi5 in Portugal. In each case, they had a huge user base in these countries that wasn't their original goal, because it took off there because it was referred through friends. But that's just something you can easily measure, because you can measure what country they're in. Actually, in each case, they're made up of overlapping communities who are interested in different things. So the point of Open Social is that the application developer can concentrate on the application and what it's about, and not worry about the social aspects and the friendships. They can just ask the container for that and say, who are my friends, what's the profile information, and use that in their application, which means they can develop it in one place and then have it run in many other places. The sign of a standard working properly is when two sites are interoperating without knowing each other existed, and that's the goal for this. So they can develop the application in the site that's most comfortable for them and then run it in other sites around the world. So what we've done with Open Social is we've looked at the stuff that the sites have in common and standardized that. So, for example, we found a lot of profile fields that many sites have, like favorite films or favorite books. But then there are some things that are different between sites. And so in that case, they can ask a question of the environment. Does this site have the is a smoker attribute, for example, if that was something they cared about? And that's better than having to say, am I running on Bebo? Am I running on Hi5? And coding very tightly to a particular site, instead of asking something general of the environment and being able to design your application to work that way. It's got a much better chance of running on lots of different places.
So we know that there are companies that have made very high-profile businesses from their applications. iLike and Slide have got a huge user base now. Are a lot of the developers that are working towards Open Social, are they hoping to make really big businesses out of this, or are there other people just, you know, on there just trying to improve their skills and learn what's going on?
There's a very broad range of developers. Developers like RockYou and Slide and iLike are building applications for Open Social now. But part of the point of this is to lower the barrier to entry. At the moment, those developers set up their own servers, and they have to scale those with the number of users that pick up the application. Part of what Open Social lets you do is write an application that stores information in the social network itself associated with the users, so they don't have to create their own servers to grow that. Now, they can do that. They can call out to their own servers if they want to, but you can start with something simple, see if it takes off, adapt it, and then grow it more easily, more organically, without having to invest in servers straight away. The other thing is is there a large number of developers who develop little applications who'd like to try something out and don't know if it will take off? You can start with an idea, but unless you implement it, you don't know if it's going to work or not. And this, by being able to build something easily that can spread quickly, you can see what works and what doesn't. You can try a few things out and see which ones take off. If you think about the application independent from the context it's running in, you can run the same application in different contexts and get different utility about it. If you imagine an application that told you about upcoming conferences, if you ran that in LinkedIn, that would tell you all the business conferences that were coming up. If you ran it in MySpace, where your musical friends were, you'd find out about all the musical conferences that were coming up. And you might see that South by Southwest is in both of them. So that is an example of the context of your friends being brought to the application for you. And that would be something that you wouldn't have to... the application developer wouldn't know it was running a business or a musical context, because it's just applying the filter of your friends to it.
So you can really just kind of throw an idea out there and sort of see how it grows up, how it develops. It's very interesting. Google's been quite careful to say that this isn't its own initiative. It's not owned by Google. It's a shared project. Is this something that Google really feels it needs to do to kind of give something back to the development community? What does Google get out of supporting Open Social and putting these resources behind it?
Well, the goal is to make the web better by making it more social. So we're seeding and catalyzing that effort, but that won't work unless other people adopt it too. It needs to be a web-wide effort. And we've got a lot of experience with open source projects and community efforts. So what's been going on over the last few months since Open Social was announced in November is a large collaborative development process with many different sites and many different developers working on that to improve the original spec and make it fit their needs more in more detail. And get that to the point where we can launch it. And it's rolling out in three very large containers over the next month. We expect to see more adopted after that. We've also moved a large amount of the code into an open source project called Shindig, which should let anyone check out the same code that we're running and run it on their own servers to build their own open social container. And that should be something they should be able to set up in days rather than months. So that there's very much a goal of driving adoption, because we see adding value for the application developer, for the container developer, and for the users. In each case, they're getting something out of this. The application developer is getting access to all the users the different containers have, rather than writing it again for each one. The container is getting a bunch of new features that they don't have to write themselves, and the user getting access to the applications where they've already got friends without having to move their friends from place to place just to start one new application.
And if there are some talented developers out there with really good ideas, how do they start with Open Social? They're just going to go to the website and plow right in and start talking to other people?
There's on code.google.com, there's a series of different discussion groups where developers can get involved in to start there, as well as a lot of technical specifications, sample code. And then we've got tutorials and things like that. We also have hackathons that we organize and other containers organize at regular intervals to bring developers together to work on this together. The next one is March the 15th, which is being put together by High Five. We expect to see more of those over time. And we're seeing more and more developers picking up on the idea and thinking about how they can use it. We spoke to two developers in Austin last night who set up a company explicitly to build social applications, and we're keen on building these things and getting these going now.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.